This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Lonnie Poindexter. You're listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show. I'm actually sitting in for Bradley Dean today, and thank you again, Bradley, for allowing me to sit in the big chair and talk to your listeners out across this great nation. I've got an exciting show planned for you today. I've got a special guest that will be coming on with me shortly, and as soon as he's queued up, I'll announce him. And we're going to talk about, well, we'll talk about things near and dear to you today. I want to let you know, though, that you can call in, and if you have any questions or comments, and that call-in number is, jot this down, 866-582-9933. That's 866-582-9933. One more time, 866-582-9933. A lot going on across this great nation today. As we look at President-elect Donald Trump as he seeks to round out his cabinet and his advisors and so on and so forth. Want to get your take on the picks that he has so far. We'll dig into that in a little bit in the hour. But I want to announce my guest. I believe he's queued up now. Let me just take a quick look, see and see if he's ready. Okay, I've just gotten a word from the voice in my ear that he is indeed ready. I want to welcome to the show my good friend and fellow colleague, and he actually sits in for me on Wednesdays here in our nation's capital, covering my show Lion Chasers with Lonnie Poindexter, which you can catch Monday through Friday at UrbanFamilyTalk.com. That's UrbanFamilyTalk.com. I want to welcome to the show Al Ashworth from the great state of Tennessee.
Thanks for having me, Lonnie.
Well, brother, thanks for joining me here today. I got the call from Bradley. He says, hey, Lonnie, can you sit in for me again? I said, hey, man, I consider it an honor to do so. I must be doing okay. He hasn't kicked me off his show yet.
I must trust you because I never know what you're going to ask me to do. I just pretty much say, okay, let's do it.
Well, I got to thinking about, there's a couple of things on my mind. It's, okay, what can I talk about on Bradley's show today that I think would resonate with the listeners, with his listeners out across this great nation? And, you know, there's a lot going on within politics and so forth. You know, you and I talk about the intersection between faith and public policy. Hey, let me just give a shout out for Al, and he won't toot his own horn, so I will. Al is a prolific author. He's written, I think, book number 6 is now in the hopper. We're going to be reviewing it next week. He's a prolific author, also an entrepreneur, and a great conservative citizen, Christian conservative citizen out of the state, great state of Tennessee. And you're what, near Nashville, correct?
Yes, Nashville is my in my back door.
Okay. And, you know, brother, I was talking today with Ken McClinton and some of the others that are in our network, and other radio personalities, but, you know, it became evident to me, and I know that you keep on top of such things. Okay, we had this election that took place, and the media was completely shocked that the crass New Yorker beat out the favored candidate and demonstrably beat that candidate out And you know, those of us who are kind of in touch with, we'd like to think which way the real wind blows, weren't completely shocked, but they were just completely flabbergasted. And my opinion is because the media was walking in lockstep with the agenda of the candidate that lost. So now that they're all in upheaval, they're on the left side of the aisle, you would think that they would take a good hard look instead of casting blame, screaming racism and everything else, that they would say, okay, what did we do wrong that our candidate was not able to connect with the community, with the electorate at large across this great nation? But instead of doing this, I would say double down, but triple down. I mean, they had one candidate, little Debbie, that they had to get rid of because they found out that she had her cookie hands in the cookie jar. And then they had a second DNC chairman, and they found out she was passing questions on to the candidate on the left side of the aisle. Now, number three, they're going to triple down here. They want to choose a leader for the DNC who's a Muslim, who has ties to the Muslim Brotherhood and those who wish to seek to destroy us. What do you think about that, Matt?
Well, you know, I think they have yet to reach the stage of, you know, they're still in denial. And, of course, they are angry. At some point, they're going to have to stop and look at themselves. And one of the things they need to probably do, you know, if they would take the advice, is to move on to acceptance. Just move on to acceptance. They lost the election. They lost the House. They don't have the Senate. Donald Trump is getting a cabinet together that may be what we call a dream team before it's over with. And they're still trying to live in the past with Nancy Pelosi. You know, they're gonna rehash that old system. They're gonna keep doing what they've been doing the entire time, and it's almost insane. If I was advising them, if they would take my advice, I would do what the Republican Party had to do in 2005, 2006. They had to reexamine the party. They had to bring in new ideas, fresh people, and slowly move away from the old way of doing things. The Democrats have not come to that stage, and it's just going to cost them more elections. They're not even looking at the fact that they lost their what they call their blue wall.
Yes. I mean,
as Donald Trump said, he shattered that wall. And that's not going to just change overnight. Reagan, of course, the Reagan Democrats came back home. That could last for the next 8-12 years. So that's the way I would look at it, Lonnie.
You know, I think you hit the nail on the head. You would think they would look to change or pause when they hit the compelling event. But yeah, the blue wall was destroyed. I mean, good grief. And then now they want to double down and triple down with Nancy Pelosi, number one. You know, that part I really don't get. Okay, Nancy Pelosi's running the ship, and they get their, you know what, spanked real good in this past election. So what do? They turn around and double down and reappoint her in their secret ballot to have her functioning as the minority whip in the House. And then you have them with this other candidate, which is Keith Ellison, who
has
ties to radical Islam. I think it's completely out of touch.
And of course, Keith Ellison, as you just stated, is connected to the Muslim Brotherhood, and he admires individuals like Louis Farrakhan.
Did you know that less than 0.5% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Who's there?
Fallen off.
Fallen off who?
Fallen off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid, with us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Sons of Liberty Radio. This is Lonnie Poindexter. I'm sitting in for Bradley Dean today. So if you hear a different voice, it's not that he has laryngitis. He's actually giving me the helm today, and I'm excited to be able to again sit in and talk to you as wonderful listeners out there across this great nation. I've also asked to join me my fellow good warrior in the good fight of faith, and that's Al Ashworth out of the great state of Tennessee. Al sits in for me on Wednesdays. As I attend the business on Capitol Hill, as I broadcast a radio show myself Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern out of our nation's capital titled Lion Chasers with Lonnie Poindexter. And if you want to learn more about that, go to UrbanFamilyTalk.com. That's UrbanFamilyTalk.com. And just click on the show links for my show, and you'll find me there. All righty. Well, Al, you know, we were talking before the break that getting their fannies spanked really good in this last election. When you lose the House, you can't procure the House, the Senate, nor the Oval Office. And then, as you had stated, the blue wall was broken down and demonstrably so. It was not even close. And you looked at the electoral votes. It really says that the nation, they've given their mandate as to what they think about the previous administration in the last 8 years, and they're looking for something new, so much so that they're willing to take a risk with this crass New Yorker who seems inclined to do the right thing if he's surrounded by godly people. If you look at the assemblage of advisors that are around him, I have some access to that being here in our nation's capital, knowing some that are on the transition team. And just for those of you listeners out there, Donald Trump has got quite a stable of godly leaders surrounding him, and hence why you're seeing some of the appointments that are coming out that are so on point. But we're talking about the DNC today and what's wrong with them. I would be so bold as to say, Al, is that their ideology at the core of what the issues are, but apparently they're so drunk on that ideology, which is heavily steeped in socialism. I call it a bromance with socialism, and socialism is an anti-God ideology and belief system, that they're doubling and tripling down with reinforcing Nancy Pelosi in the position that she holds in the House, and then also with now entertaining this gentleman who, well, he's a Muslim. He's a Muslim, and I don't have anything against Muslims personally, but a Muslim that has ties to organizations that are real warm and cozy with radical Islamic organizations. Let me read something here, Al, then I'll get further your comments. This is from a piece that was written in One News Now concerning this, and it's titled, After Election Loss, Dems Consider Muslim Leader. And this, the piece says, I think it ultimately will marginalize them from mainstream America, reports Dr. Judy Josser, says of the future DNC chaired by U.S. Representative Keith Ellison. That's who we're speaking of. Josser, a medical doctor by trade, directs the Islamic Forum for Democracy, a think tank that defends Western ideals in the U.S. Constitution. So he's a pro-America moderate Muslim who is speaking against this appointment. Now, I heard Pastor Ralph Chittums, who I know you know as well, say stuff. He said, Lonnie, shh, don't complain. Let them go ahead. That's what we want them to do. This could not be better. And I agree with him once I had thought it through, because it will further marginalize. Here we are worried about the RNC and its warts, and it does have warts. But I got to tell you, the DNC, man, is circling the drain big time, and I could not be more well pleased. There needs to be a real house cleaning here. What say you, brother?
Well, I agree that, you know, but you really can't sit on the sideline and ignore the chaos, you know, because there are some Democrats that I think are moderate who want to work across the aisle to get some of the problems solved. Of course, they've been silenced. They've been muzzled for so long. They're almost afraid to say anything. But
yes. But
I think the election is going to bear witness on what's going to happen in the first 100 to 200 days in President-elect Trump's administration.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be obvious that just from the picks, the people he's chosen to be in his cabinet, and the fact that he's got a strong military presence that's going to go back and build our military, he's got a strong economic presence that's going to come back and bring jobs to the country. He's got a strong healthcare presence that's going to overturn or replace and replace Obamacare. They're going to have to come to terms with that regardless of what they say or regardless of what they do. Now, Keith Ellison, I agree, and his record speaks for itself. You can go back and read some of the comments he's made. He's anti-Israel. He's anti-Israel. He supports individuals that are anti-Israel. He can say, then people can say, well, he's changed, he's this. He hasn't come out and said it. He is not coming out. He has not come out and denied the comments that he's made and the people that he has supported over the years that are anti-Israel, anti-America, anti-capitalism. And it's their look. Let them stay on that train. If they want to stay on that track, the Trump train is going to pass them up, and we'll just keep on moving forward.
I think that's right on point, brother. He's also he's also pro-abortion.
Yeah.
So this guy could not be further from those of us who happen to stand on principled Christianity that lines up with our political ideology.
Well, the Democratic platform is pro-abortion, pro-Planned Parenthood. You know, their whole platform hinged on that they thought rest of America had come to that side of accepting that we can murder babies, sell their body parts, and then no one would say or do anything about it. Well, that's come to an end.
Yes.
Defund Planned Parenthood. You know, let them get their funding from their the Hollywood elites who dream of a day of having that type of environment. But Christians can't support that.
No.
We can't support murdering babies.
We certainly can't. And, you know, we talk about this all the time in social commentary as well, about the importance of making sure that your values line up with your political worldview. And then in this nation, in America, a nation where you can actually line up your biblical worldview with your political worldview and then vote accordingly. And I think that's what we had take place in this last election. And it shocked all those who thought that the other team was going to win because they had pretty much stacked the deck. But you and I both know that's not what took place at all. And we've got a reprieve and what I call a reset. And I'm excited that we have that. Now,
I'm excited as well, Ronnie, because you and I know that there's been a lot of prayers that have went up during and after and before this election that God would intervene. And I think that from my perspective, from my viewpoint, I think exactly what happened.
I think so, too. I think so, too. It was crystalline clear that God was involved in this. I stated, in fact, I said this yesterday on the show, that what a lot of people have forgotten or maybe not aware of, is this election cycle, 81% of the evangelical community got off their crusty dusties, took their Bibles in hand, and walked into the voting booth and voted their values. And that is why we saw the change, and that is why we saw God move. You know, God works hand in hand with his children. We're all his creation, but not all of us are his children. Only those called by, that he calls by his name are his children. And that's us in the faith-based community. And so when we make our presence known, we'll see God move and move in miraculous ways, because nobody saw this coming. I certainly didn't see it coming, but I'm so, so happy it did. But we've got a reset, and we've got a good 4 years to get some good work done to right this ship called America, because right now we're in the middle of a culture war, which I'm sure you're aware of. In fact, you can write on the issue in the number of books that you've written that deals with this. But we can win this battle and win this culture battle and return our nation back to its first love.
Well, and you know, I think that, you know, still, I mean, I said and I predicted that if it was close, if the election was close, I felt like Hillary would win. Mm-hmm. That was my personal feeling. But I also felt that Donald Trump could win, and it would be by a landslide.
I agree. Look like, brother, we got a cue for a break here. I don't want to miss this cue. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Sons of Liberty Radio. I'm sitting in for Bradley Dean. We'll be right back after these messages.
Alright guys, we're ready for our Four Seasons sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
You're listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, and I'm Ronnie Poindexter, sitting in for Bradley Dean. I also have on the show with me today Al Ashworth, with my co-host on my show, Lion Chasers with Ronnie Poindexter, which you can catch Monday through Friday at UrbanFamilyTalk.com. That's UrbanFamilyTalk.com. And we're a national radio platform that it does the same thing as my good friend and brother Bradley Dean does, get the truth out to the faith-based community so that you can then be armed with the munitions that you need to speak truth and speak truth to power. And thank you for joining me today. At the 11th hour, Al, we're talking about the DNC and its an implosion, standing implosion. They continue to miss it. And I guess it makes sense if your ideology is off to begin with and you continue to follow that ideology, the end result is you will implode. But see, we've got a lot of passionately misinformed individuals out there across this great nation now. And so many of them roll with this ideology because they don't understand what the truth is. Let me read something here from this piece again. This is in OneNewsNow.com. It talks about Keith Ellison, who I guess is who they vetted to be the next DNC chairman. And keep in mind, this will be the third one. They've gone through three. Debbie Wasserman, who I call Little Debbie, who found out that she was stacking the deck toward a Hillary victory in the primaries for the Democrat candidate. And then they had Donna Brazile, who they found out was passing questions in the debate over to Hillary Clinton, and now they want to re-up with this gentleman, Keith Ellison, who was a U.S. representative, to have him head up the DNC. And according to this piece, in quotes from Jasser, Let me just kind of read this to kind of get you dialed in as you can understand, ladies and gentlemen, how they've really missed the boat here. It says that post-election analysis has revealed that – oh, let me move on to the next one. It says, Ellison is known as a far-left congressman who supports abortion rights and is an ally to homosexual causes. He serves as co-chair of the Progressive Caucus, which represents Capitol Hill's most liberal Democrats. Yet news about the congressman's Islamic beliefs are trickling out of Capitol Hill, too. Ellison traveled to Saudi Arabia in 2008. The Washington Free Beacon reported where he met with controversial figures while on a pilgrimage to the country. Some of those people have Muslim brotherhood ties, and the trip was funded by a group founded by Muslim Brotherhood members. Man, I guess Pastor Ralph was right. Don't say anything, Lottie. Don't raise a ruckus. Let him go ahead and appoint this individual. This is something. I never thought that I would see this type of blatant disregard for common sense is what they're doing now. But this is the way of the land, the lay of the land, right, brother?
Well, you know, I'm over here shaking my head because I'm trying to put my mind around this idea that you have a supporter of the Muslim Brotherhood and radical Islam who despise the gay community, who throw them off buildings that, you know, torture them and, you know, kill them. But you have an individual here who supports the gay rights movement, but at the same time shows an allegiance to individuals like Louis Farrakhan and others that, you know, it just does not line up. And it makes you wonder just where does Keith Ellison, where is his true allegiance? And that should concern not only the Democratic Party, it should concern all Americans, especially with the rise of ISIS and what just happened on the campus of Ohio State University. They're changing their tactics to where they're attacking Americans with automobiles and butcher knives and whatever they can do. We as Americans should be concerned about individuals like Keith Ellison.
I agree. You know, you brought up something talking about the incident in Columbus, Ohio, and the term that they use is self-radicalized, saying that they have no tie to radical Islam in the Middle East. And I go, wait a minute. It's not the ties to terrorist organizations that drive the activity. It's the ideology that drives the activity. So
correct.
There's no such thing as self-radicalized.
Well, you know, it makes me wonder if you were at the end of this attack and this individual, you know, that's carrying out this attack is their idea is to destroy you or to just wipe you from the planet. I don't think you're going to be too concerned about, well, how did they get here? You know, did they learn it here? Did they come here? Did they learn it on the Internet? You know, you're trying to fight for your life. And I think that it's time for us to become more this thing about where we need to be more vigilant. No, we need to start taking action. We need to start putting a stop to these individuals coming here. And I think Donald Trump has the right idea. You stop it at the source. You don't wait till they come here. You go and stop it at the source.
I agree. It's just common sense thinking. I mean, when you sit down and think things out from a practical way, you understand what you need to do. But you and I both know that if you adopt this doctrine of tolerance and inclusion, which sounds all warm and fuzzy on the outside, but on the inside it's festering and pus-filled and is evil, then you end up with what we have today. You know, I guess the other analogy is a Trojan horse comes to bear. They don't want you looking inside the Trojan horse to accept the fact that you're doing the right thing because we're a nation of compassionate people. And Americans are very compassionate. In fact, America is the most giving nation in the world and does more in philanthropy than probably most of the other foreign nations combined. But there is something called common sense. Let me read a little bit more here in this piece, brother, so it'll really blow you away. It says, ultimately, and referring to Ellison, he's helped raise money for 30 different chapters of the Council on Islamic American Relations, says Jasser. and has been a major fundraiser for the Islamist movement in America. Now, here's what's ironic for me, and for you ladies and gentlemen out there who might not be familiar with Keith Ellison, he's African-American. Okay. So if you even read the history of Islam as it relates to African-American, there's pause for pause. I'm just going to put this out here. It might ruffle some feathers, but the truth has to be put out there. The largest practitioners in slavery, as it relates to those of us with the darker paint jobs in history.
In Islam. Yeah.
Islam. You hear that, folks?
And it's still today the leading group that enslaves people in the Middle East, and most of them are darker, of the darkened pigmentation. They're still being enslaved in places that these groups like Boko Haram, of
yes.
course, the Middle East and Saudi Arabia, they're still
yes.
supporting those groups.
It you reminded me, but I'll tell a quick story here. My ignorance back then, but sometimes the truth's in front of you, you know what it means. I had no idea I'd be doing radio today, you know, 30 years ago, but I remember I was visiting my sister on the college campus in California. She was attending one of the major universities, and she's a recording artist today, and she was in music back then. And one of her performances, there was a contingent of young men from the Middle East that attended any of her shows and concerts there in California. And one of them was the son of one of the major sheikhs in Saudi Arabia. I forget the name. Minister of Defense, one of them. He had many sons because he had multiple wives. So he was a crown prince. And they come to America to play, and he played. We probably went to college for 8-10 years, right?
Right. He's just
okay.
The playground.
Yeah. So he had so much money, and you know, so, and we're young. We're very young people, and this individual fascinated me because of his not understanding the cost of things, because money just came easy to him. But I remember he didn't stay on campus in the dorm. They had actually purchased a home there in an area not far from Oprah Winfrey, where he lived. And we went up to that home. And when we got there, a lot of students that happened to be Islamic stayed in that home as well. Well, we walk into the home. We see all these young people. It's a beautiful home, and they're so gracious. And one of his friends came out and asked us what he wanted to drink and brought us coffee, tea, or whatever it was. So when I left, I said, man, he's got a great group of friends there. I noticed they were all walks of life. And his black friend that was there, very nice guy. And Bonnie said, that's not his friend, my sister told me. I said, not his friend? Well, they've known each other their entire lives. But that's not his friend, per se. So what do you mean? That's his servant.
Wow.
And it didn't compute with me, right? Now, he's about my same complexion, because I happen to be a guy with a darker paint job. And I said, what? She said, that's his servant. I said, what does that mean? She said, you know what it means. And so when we left and we got back to the campus, explain this to me. She said, that's his servant. Now, you do a little research later on, you find out it wasn't his servant, it was a slave.
Right.
And folks, that was in the late 70s, early 80s.
Well, it hasn't changed. I mean, it's still the same system, caste system, just like in places like India and Pakistan
yeah.
and some of these other countries. If you were not born in a certain class, you didn't get out of your class.
That's exactly
the way they perceive it.
And this young man was generational. Al, he was generational. His parents before him were servants of that royal family. And parents before them, so we're talking multi-generational slavery. Well, Al, we got a cue for another break here. Let me jump in. This is Lonnie Poindexter sitting in for Bradley Dean. Hold on, we'll be right back after these messages.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. We ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Tim Brown with SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and FreedomOutpost.com. I've been following the Sons of Liberty's ministry for a few years now, and I've gotten to know Bradley Dean on a more personal level since writing about his battles for the youth of America inside the government indoctrination centers we call public schools. He's the real deal. He loves God, and he genuinely loves people. And the message is always one that calls people to remembrance, a remembrance of the price paid for their freedoms by our veterans in the natural realm and the Lord Jesus Christ in the spiritual. As a result of the message, Bradley calls upon people to turn from sin and do what is good and holy before God, obeying his law. I encourage you to support the Sons of Liberty, knowing that the heart of the ministry is to love people enough to tell them the truth and call them back to the old paths, walking in the fear of the Lord.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Lonnie Poindexter, you're listening to Sons of Liberty Radio. I'm sitting in for Bradley Dean. Thank you so much, Bradley, for allowing me to sit in the big chair today. I have on the show with me today Al Ashworth, who is my guest host on Wednesdays here in our nation's capital when I do my show, which is Lion Chasers with Lonnie Poindexter. And you can catch that show at UrbanFamilyTalk.com, UrbanFamilyTalk.com. And that's Monday through Friday. And then on Wednesdays, you can catch Al broadcasting for me on Wednesdays. And say hello to the people there, Al.
Well, hello to your audience. And of course, I'm glad to be
okay.
On.
Well, we're in the last segment of the show. I just got word that the exceptional one has called into the show from Washington, D.C., and that would be one, Kenneth McClinton. Kenneth, can you hear me, sir?
Yes, I can hear you. And Al, great listening to you as well. How are you all doing today?
Doing just fine, man.
Doing great, Kenneth.
I feel honored and privileged. I've got two heavyweights who have decided to participate in the show with you today. I'm somebody.
You are an icon of Christian conservative talk, man. I love being on with you.
Hey, well, look, Kim, glad that you called in, and thanks for calling into my show this morning. And we're talking about, and we've only got a few minutes to get this out, but I want to make sure I get comments from both you and Al on this. And Al and I have been talking about the implosion of the DNC in that on top of having to take little Debbie Wasserman out for doing hands in the cookie jar and replacing her with Donna Brazile, who they found out had her hands in the cookie jar, And so now they got Keith Ellison. About all the people to pick, they pick an individual who has ties to radical Islam and has been noted with fundraising and participating with organizations tied to the Muslim Brotherhood. And as I was stating earlier on the show, Pastor Ralph, and that's Ralph Chittum's out of Washington, D.C., who actually is a conservative commentator on Roland Martin's show, he said, Lonnie, shh, don't say anything. Let them do that. Let them continue on because it's going to have them circling the drain. And I just wanted to get your take on it, and I'll throw the mic back to Al.
The bottom line is that the only way that Democrats are able to solve their crises is to use a telescope, certainly not a microscope. They wish to blame everyone else for their ill. The bottom line is that they do not have a message that fits this day and time or season. If you have 94 million Americans unemployed, hating Israel is not going to help you any much better. So I agree with Ralph. Let them implode, because more and more, and Tim Ryan, the congressman who ran against Nancy Pelosi and lost by some 70-some-odd votes in a secret vote, basically have described what the problem is, and they don't want to listen to him. Let them implode. They're doing a great job.
Comments from you, Al?
Well, you know, of course, I agree with what Kenneth just said, and of course, you still want to analyze, even when you have someone that you know is going, you know, off the reservation, so to speak, or wayward in this situation, you do want to try to make an attempt to at least try to understand their reasoning. And that's been what has been so difficult when dealing with the Democratic Party. Their platform is so out of touch with most America that it's just not coming they're just not able to conceive that people didn't want Hillary Rodham Clinton. So their only answer is, well, you must be racist, you must be sexist, you must hate gays, and that's their only answer to almost every problem.
On point, Al. Eloquently stated. Let me read the last little piece of this article. This will kind of dovetail on what both you gentlemen are stating. States here concerning Ellison. CNN reported December 1st story about Ellison's past ties to the Nation of Islam, which he denounced when running for office in 2006. So he pulled a Barack Obama, you know, because Barack did the same thing. He was connected to a church that espoused liberation theology, which is all I do is you just take and put put the Christian vibe on radical Islam, and you've got liberation theology, and disavowed himself from those from Jeremiah Wright. Same strategy. Then says after first supporting his candidacy for the DNC, Ellison this week lost the support of the Anti-Defamation League, a powerful Jewish lobbying group. And so when the ADL says, you're persona non grata, that says something, because they tend to be kind of liberal in their thinking as a Jewish group. And so even they get the more nervous. But this sets up, a clarion opportunity for those of us on the right side of the aisle. If we got our act together, if we do the house cleaning that needs to take place in the GOP. And let me just mention, even in the independent side, because I think that the independents play a place in all of this as well. So that we understand that we have options, so that not one political party can take advantage of us. But the DNC is so far off in understanding the pulse of the people in America. It's ridiculous. They believe their own propaganda, don't they, gentlemen?
Well, most certainly. Their objective has always been to divide and conquer. The unfortunate thing is that they're dividing themselves and conquering themselves. Simply put, choosing Keith Ellison is like choosing Mao Zedong to take care of the trade deal with America. The bottom line is he is an anti-American, anti-Israeli, just an anti-patriot altogether. Choosing to swear, and I don't know if this was constitutionally correct, but choosing to swear on the Quran rather than the Bible to take his post. But again, that just goes to show you that the Democrat Party is about as deaf and dumb and blind as someone at the local Gallaudet University. The bottom line is that they clearly have no interest whatsoever of choosing anyone that's going to talk to the American people about American issues. They're only concerned about themselves and raising money, and basically choosing the most extreme person in the world to represent them.
I agree, brother. I agree. We got a couple minutes left. Al, I want to throw the mic back to you. First of all, before your closing statement and make it brief, share with our listeners how they can reach out to you, sir.
Of course, they can find me at my website, alphonsoashworth.com. That's A-L-P-H-O-N-S-O, ashworth.com. Or, of course, they can follow me on your show, Line Chasers Radio. Of course, I guest host for you on Wednesdays. And I really appreciate that, Lonnie. And, of course, I'm proud to be on with such outstanding individuals as Kenneth. And I just admire his work and what he does. And the good fight of faith that's out there has really made a difference.
Amen. Amen. Kenneth, let me throw the mic to you. Share quickly how listeners can reach out to you in a closing statement.
Well, listen, I would love for you all to tune in with me on Monday through Thursday nights from 9 to 10 p.m., 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time, forgive me, on The Exceptional Conservative Show. You can go to theexceptionalconservativeshow.com to find out more details, or just find me on Facebook at Kenneth McClinton, and all the other details regarding my programs will come right up for you.
Yes, thank you so much, brother. And ladies and gentlemen, these two esteemed gentlemen who took time to come after busy schedules to come on to on the Sons of Liberty are big fans of Bradley Dean and follow him very closely. You know, we all want to be like Bradley when we grow up.
Exactly.
But ladies and gentlemen, we just want to get the truth out to you. And, you know, the truth, they say the truth will not only set you free, but make you free. It's an exciting time to be an American, exciting time in particular to be a American who is a Christian. And Christianity has nothing to do with ethnicity, has everything to do with common values. And so our brethren are those who share our values and our biblical worldview. These two gentlemen represent that. And Bradley is like my big brother here, and this wonderful show that he has. And, you know, we got to stand up and speak truth, ladies and gentlemen. We have to make sure that we keep out before us the truth and share that with all that come into our path, and God will show up and move on our behalf. So, brothers, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show.
Well, thank you for having me, Lonnie.
Al, it's always great to share the space with you, brother. You are an instrument of God's will.
Well, thank you, sir, and we appreciate it. And, Lonnie, thank you very much.
All right, and he's got that James Earl Jones voice, too, doesn't he?
You ever give me a good mic, Lonnie?
Hey, we're working on that. And also, ladies and gentlemen, he just had a birthday. So I'm wishing him a happy birthday, a belated happy birthday. So he's now the equivalent to the speed limit during the Carter administration, if you want to know how old he is.
I can't drive 55, Lonnie.
All right, brother, thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, don't be the largest chip in my heart, but be the tide that raises all the ships. Thank you so much, Bradley, for letting me sit in with you. God bless. Talk to you soon.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.